Going to the text messages, Doctor. I have a younger brother, aged 25. He was physically bullied while studying in college. Due to this, he has low self-confidence and uses his past experiences and situations as an excuse to not develop and move forward now. He blocks us out when we try to advise him and really displays bad anger tantrums and gets very emotional, making us think that we should not be pressurizing him due to this issue. My husband and I are under so much pressure and struggling to help him as the eldest in the family. We are responsible for him and his future happiness, and we feel very frustrated. Goodness, so there's a lot going on there. You've got the older sibling, you've got a young man, 25 years of age, through really suffering now for something that happened just a few years ago in college. It's interesting with bullying, we usually use that term in the school playground with perhaps younger people, but bullying can happen at any age, can't it, Doctor?
It certainly can, and bullying is a form of destructive behavior. And it manifests through various forms of coercion and force, and many times it is repetitive. So it's done through physical or verbal kinds of assaults. And what we're finding with bullying is that it affects the person in an order that they're going to achieve kind of change, because that's usually what the bully is trying to do. And they come across as authoritarian. Sometimes these bullies are actually cowards who just find what they believe to be a weak individual that they can express some kind of aggression to overcompensate for not being able to do that at home or anywhere else. Or they've learned, if you can show everybody you're a bad person and people will leave you alone, then you don't have to be seen as a coward. So whether it's because the bully is a coward who's overcompensating with bullying behavior, or it's because they're really an aggressor who wants to control that way, doesn't matter. The individual who's being a victim is going to suffer. And bullying is not just for little kids who get hurt by a big kid. It can actually happen to adults who are in university or in the workplace. And these kind of bullying factors that are involved will manifest themselves at home, in the neighborhood, in the office, at schools. Sometimes they're done for religious reasons, sexual reasons, racial reasons, cultural reasons. There's all kinds of things, even gender. People may actually bully because of gender situations. Verbally abusing, physically abusing, name-calling, all these things can be done. Sometimes people will steal from someone else their money, their lunch, or whatever else, and dare them to say anything. The silent treatment is another form of indicated bullying, believe it or not. So don't think that it's always open. Sometimes bullying someone can be done through the silent treatment. And many times couples do this with each other. They just won't talk. And that's the loudest form of aggression, is the silent treatment. Now, a lot of people want to know what to do about it. So what you actually can do about it is you can help the individual gain confidence by learning to develop various kinds of abilities. Usually this should start early years in school, and many times the schools help with various kinds of campaigns. Our organization, Human Relations Institute, has actually been involved in doing education on bullying, not only to the students, but to the principals, the teachers, and opening it up for the parents. So at PTO meetings, PTA meetings, for the students, we talk about these kinds of things with them, but make it very solution-oriented. In the United States, the American Bar Association, which is the organization for lawyers, actually developed a program, but at the time they weren't focusing on bullying. They were focusing on human rights, to let people know that in no society, no civil society in the world, is anybody ever allowed to be bullied. There is repercussion. Whether it's you teach a child that it's okay if you can't physically overwhelm them, you can tell the teacher, and you're not going to be seen as a tattletale, even if the bully threatens you to not do that.
Or, so, you know, just to hold there just a moment, that idea that there's something wrong with you because you are being bullied, or there's some kind of shame, or, you know, if I go and tell somebody, that makes me look like a really weak person.
Especially if parents say, if you ever get beat up and you don't beat the person up, I'll hate you, or I won't respect you.
What's the matter with you?
You allow somebody to beat you up. You know, your kid who's 6 years old and weighs 50 kilos is not going to have it easy, not 60 kilos, but maybe 25 or 30 kilos, whatever the weight is for a six-year-old, is not going to find it very easy to fight back a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old who does weigh 50 or 60 kilos. So these kind of things parents need to understand. Even if your child has the emotional interest to fight back, they may not be able to do so physically. So by being able to help the child manage their feelings, teaching them management, and this is where we teach parents on how actually to do that, encourage problem-solving skills, provide positivity to the child, and looking at the way that they're going to play, the way that they're going to deal with each other, how to handle a situation by walking away doesn't mean you're a coward, dealing with diversity, and diversity doesn't just mean cultural diversity, it means personality diversity as well, but also by teaching your child how to build friendship, not with the bully, but building a friendship at home is important so that they'll understand how to build up a friendship with good people outside of the home. Because bullies don't usually go after groups, they'll go after an individual. If that individual is part of a group, it's less likely that they're going to be bullied. And being able to teach the child that it's okay to speak up. Because many times what children think is that if I stay quiet, then I won't get hurt again. Because usually bullies will make threats. If you tell anybody, I'll beat you up again. If you tell anybody, I'll kill your sister in the other class. If you tell anybody, I'm going to hurt your parents, I'll make them have a car accident. You know, all these false fears. But how does a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old or sometimes even a 16-year-old or a 26-year-old in the workplace knows to combat that? Usually they don't.
So in this situation, you've got an older sibling with a 25-year-old brother. How can they help this person who's not open to help, who's saying they don't want to deal with it, they're pushing them away, it's upsetting the family? How can they resolve this? How can they get this person to open up and move forward is what they're really talking about. They want them to move on with their life and be happy.
It would be nice if the family could take part in this, but usually the person who's been a victim of bullying will have regressive tendencies where they don't want to deal with the family. They don't want the family to know because maybe they're blaming the family for not teaching them to have been able to fight back. Or maybe they're embarrassed because they can't do any better, so they can't show that fear, that disgruntledness with society, so they show it at home. What the family can do is make sure you stay in contact with that person, regular telephone calls. Instead of focusing on the bullying situation and what are you doing about it, focus on other things. How are your studies? What music are you listening to? Have you seen any new movies? Giving them that idea that there are other things in life to focus on than the bullying situation. When you have that kind of openness, then it's more likely down the road, hopefully sooner than later, that person will be able to share with you some of their fears, their aims, their goals, their problems. And then you can encourage as a family to go get help from a third-party professional who actually does work specializing in bullying. There are psychologists who actually specialize in this. They can help individuals and families recover from these situations. One of the things that we do at the Human Relations Institute is we help the individual focus on their positives. We help them understand their intellectual ability, their emotional stability. We help them understand what identity they have and that this situation that happened to them is isolated. And that isolated situation is no bigger than they are. By helping them understand that they are bigger than the problem, then they psychologically are in a mindset that they can fight back without fighting the individual. And many times that actually is the treatment. Because again, sometimes bullies will actually hit on somebody who they think is weaker. When that individual has a psychological strength, then the bully has nobody to hit on.
4001 is the text number. When we come back, we'll be exploring a little further the interpersonal versus the intrapersonal and what makes a person crazy.